A Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" The scholar said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." Jesus replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because the scholar wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal and took him to an inn and cared for him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I will repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" The scholar answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the feast of St. Francis of Assisi, and he is attributed with one of the best preaching lines ever: "Preach always, and when necessary, use words." What great advice for the order of preachers and for everyone. If we ask St. Francis today, well, how do we do that? He might say, well, take a look at the Gospel according to Luke that we heard today, the story of the Good Samaritan. If he was living in today's time in New York City, he might recount the tale something like this. There was a woman who was walking up the sidewalk, an older woman going slowly, and all of a sudden somebody came over to her, shook her, grabbed her, held her, and ran away. This person acted like they were her best friend. But as they ran away, the woman realized that they had stolen her watch and knocked her, and she had been knocked down. My watch," she cried. She was upset, obviously, about what had happened and hurt because she had fallen to the ground. A priest was walking by, and he went by and passed her, thinking, "I've got to get back to the rectory. I've got my homily to prepare for Sunday." A sister walked by. She ignored the woman too, thinking, "My ministry. I have to get back to my ministry." A woman, a Latino, in fact, a woman who was driving a cab, happened to see the whole incident, stopped her cab and got out, and went over to the woman and said, "I saw what happened. Let me help you." So she helped the woman to her feet. She walked with her to the police station and stayed with her the time it took to report the accident and for the woman to recover. And St. Francis might say to us, which one of these preached without words? Well, of course, the Latino who helped the woman. Situations like this don't happen very often, but they can happen to us. But in our day-to-day life, how might we preach without words? In a recent presentation by Sister Mary Joseph Kelly, she asked some people how the church, how actually priests and religious, should live the mission of the church, the mission of spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. The gist of their replies was that they wanted priests and religious to be people of the gospel, not just do gospel deeds. The Good Samaritan shows a person living with unconditional generosity. we might also preach without words through the fruits of the Spirit, showing joy, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, love, and peace. Today, let us take St. Francis's words to heart and live as women and men of the gospel, being people of the gospel, and living the preaching without words.